Well, we'll take a look at the weather now with Chris Brandolino from Niwa. Some great texts coming through in terms of suggestions for cheese names. I'll get to them in rural news, I think. But Chris Brandolino, not the outlook for Thursday, but the outlook. We'll start with Eden Park tomorrow night in Auckland for the All Blacks against the Irish. Do we need to take raincoats if we're going? Good afternoon.
Nah. Good afternoon, Ro. Look, it looks pretty good. I don't think weather will be an issue if for the participants or the spectators. Temperatures around 7 o'clock in the evening should be 10, 11 degrees at Eden Park. That's what we're expecting. Just had a look at our high-resolution modeling, and it is, we're expecting dry weather. In fact, as I look at the maps, too, dry weather. So wind not an issue, temperature not an issue. Really should be a pretty good midwinter's evening. So, yeah, weather-wise, thumbs up.
Pretty tropical, actually. And looking at your drought index map, still seeing a lot of dryness, that kind of North Otago, stretching into South Canterbury, Banks Peninsula, and a bit in the middle of central Waikato. Any rain in forecast in the short term or the longer term?
No, look, in the short term, very little rain is forecast. The month of July is going to start pretty dry across much of the country. Look, there'll be a few showers tonight and tomorrow morning for areas north of Auckland. So for those listening in the Northland region, a bit of rain up there and a bit of shower activity toward Invercargill, maybe coastal Dunedin, or coastal Otago, I should say, near Dunedin, late this afternoon into tonight. But barring that, there's not a lot of rain forecast. Probably, Roa, until, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. From about midweek onward, we're going to have to watch the tropics. There is a signal that we'll see a more active weather pattern unfolding middle part of next week and beyond. In addition to that, so there'll be low pressure in the Tasman Sea, and there'll also be tropical moisture available for that low to kind of grab and chuck toward Aotearoa, New Zealand. So basically what that means is that from the middle to latter part of next week onward, we're going to have to be on guard for some from wet weather, but some of that could be very heavy rainfall. And when we have very heavy rain and the tropics involved, that does increase the odds for flooding. Certainly not here saying that's a guarantee, but it's something we'll have to keep a weather eye on. Again, middle and latter part of next week onward. Tough to say exactly, but from the west coast of the South Island, kind of northbound, those are places that may have the highest chances. Again, this is all quite early, so we'll have to keep our eyes on this. And then as a whole, row, that wet, unsettled weather pattern may persist for about a week. So the start of school holidays could be a bit wet and unsettled. Maybe the second half of school holidays period looking more settled. But as a whole, for the next 3 months, row, we've just issued our three-month outlook. It's the upper South Island and much of the North Island, bar, say, Hawke's Bay and Gisborne, where the rainfall may be normal or above normal. So this is for July, August, and September. And pretty much above average temperatures are expected for the three-month period through to September. Of course, there'll be cool days and cold snaps, Ro, like we've seen, but it's likely there'll be far and few between and probably not long-lasting.
Chris Brandolino from Niwa, thank you so much for your time. Great timing as well that you've just released that three-month outlook, but appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Ro. Thank you.